Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading, I Caught Something on My Trail Cam. It's trying to pretend it's a cat. This is by Abalonte from Reddit. I hope you enjoy it. I set up the trail cams after something got into my chicken coop. It wasn't a fox or a coyote. They leave messes. Bloody ones. Let me tell you, I've cleaned up more than a few of those over the years. This one, it was precise. The wire was clipped, the latch was open, and four of my best layers were gone without a trace. I live out here alone, so I had no one to back me up when I told this story. But I know what I saw. Or rather, what I didn't see. And I didn't see no damn coyote. You sure about that? Hayes asked down at the general store. Hey, I know what a mess they make. Someone stole them. Who's out here stealing your hens, Carrie? I don't know. I slapped my money down on the counter. That's the point of the cameras. I'm going to go see who took them. Hayes looked amused. You think the chicken thieves are going to come back around a second time? Yes. And if they don't, just give me the damn cameras. And up they went. The first few nights, I caught the usual critters. Raccoons scuttling through the underbrush, a few deer passing through, and even a bobcat slinking along the tree line. But they didn't clip the wire and cleanly steal my hens, so I left them be. It was 5 nights before something else came onto the screen. At first, I thought it was a mountain lion, big, sleek, moving low to the ground with purpose. It padded right through the frame of my western-facing cam at 2:47 a.m. But something about it was off. The legs were too long. The way the skin bunched around the joints looked unnatural, like it had extra folds it didn't know what to do with. And when it turned its head slightly, the eye was all wrong, too round, too bright, like a human catching the light. I convinced myself I was seeing things, low resolution, bad angle, maybe even a trick of the light, but I kept the cameras up. The next night it came back. This time I got a full body shot. The skin around its shoulders was peeling, like an old leather jacket stretched over something too big for it. I could see the wet sinew beneath. The way it glistened under the moon. The face was the worst part. It had the shape of a mountain lion, but the edges didn't sit right, as if it had been pulled too tight in the mouth. The mouth turned to the camera and it smiled. Then it was gone, vanished into the darkness. I had no proof for it, but I knew in my heart whatever I'd just caught on film was the culprit. That creature, it was the one that took my hens. Just my luck that it wasn't the local kids bored and looking for something to do. Just my luck it had to be, whatever that was. I didn't sleep that night. I kept the shotgun by my bed, every light in the house on. My closest neighbor is 6 miles out and I wasn't about to call the sheriff over a mountain lion with a weird face. But I didn't shut my eyes once. It was just wrong feeling to do that.
You're letting it get to you, Carrie, I exhaled. Acting just as bad as when you were drinking. Got yourself jumping at shadows.
Nope. There was no chance I was tricking myself into relaxing. My eyes were still open when the dawn came. The night after that, the camera by my coop caught it standing on 2 legs. It was blurry, sure, but the shape was unmistakable. It had the hind legs of a big cat, but its torso was wrong. Too long and too thin. The skin had sloughed off in places, leaving exposed ribs and raw muscle. The face, it wasn't a cat's anymore. Does that make sense? It still had the skull of a cat, the ears, the fur, but the fur was sort of slipping back like a hood, and the muzzle had been twisted up somehow, or bent down, or just car hit broken in a way that let the smile get wider, the mouth gaping open in a way no animals should. And the eyes, no doubt about it, human. I looked at the camera again, and then I watched as it took its hands and snapped the chicken wire with its bare hands. I ran out at dawn, yanked down every camera, and dumped them in the shed. I figured if I ignored it, it would go away. Childish? Sure. But what else could I do? Go out there and face it? Just the thought had me shaking in my boots, so I told myself I was seeing things. That I had been awake too long looking for something that wasn't there. This morning I found the last remaining trail cam, sitting on my front porch. I know I didn't put it there. I hadn't even looked at the footage yet. My hands shook as I clicked through the files. The final image was taken at 3:12 a.m. The creature was no longer walking through the woods. It was standing right in front of the camera, too close, its torn skin hanging in strips. Its mouth was wide open, its lips peeled back, revealing rows of jagged, uneven teeth. And its eyes, they were staring right into the lens, into me. Then, in the last frame, it screamed. I don't remember throwing the camera. I don't remember running back inside, but I remember the sound. It wasn't caught on video, but I heard it. A high, keening wail, like metal tearing, like something forcing its way through flesh that was never meant to hold it. I haven't left the house since. I don't know what it wants, but I know one thing. It's watching me now, and hands that can snap wire can easily figure out how to open a flimsy wooden door. And that's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, check out other videos. If you'd like to support the channel even more, go on over to Patreon. But hey, I just appreciate it. If you're on YouTube, you like and subscribe for more. If you're anywhere else, I'm not sure what your options are, but I appreciate any interaction because those algorithms out there, they don't like the horror fiction, so it seems. So I appreciate you for checking out this story. Thank you for stopping by. Take care now. Bye-bye then.